Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course, Cloud Computing Essentials for Project Managers. In this stage, we will embark on an exciting journey to understand the fundamental concepts of cloud computing and its growing significance in today's business environments. As project managers, having a robust understanding of cloud computing will not only enhance your project delivery capabilities but also position you as a valuable asset in your organization. Over the next 60 minutes, we will explore what cloud computing is, the various types of cloud services available, the deployment models, the benefits it brings to businesses, and some key terminology you need to know. Let's dive in. Main content. What is cloud computing? Cloud computing can be simply defined as the delivery of computing services over the internet, enabling on-demand access to a shared pool of configurable resources like servers, storage, applications, and services. Imagine your favorite streaming service. Instead of having to download movies to your device, the content is readily available online. Similarly, cloud computing allows businesses to leverage technology without the need for expansive infrastructure. This flexibility means companies can scale their operations to meet demand, enhancing both agility and efficiency. Furthermore, cloud computing supports a variety of applications, from data storage and backup to hosting websites and running complex analytics. This makes it an invaluable resource for businesses looking to innovate and adapt in a rapidly changing market. Types of cloud services. In the world of cloud computing, we primarily categorize services into three types: infrastructure as a service, IaaS, platform as a service, PaaS, and software as a service, SaaS. IaaS provides virtualized computing resources over the internet. Think of it as renting a virtual server where you can host your applications. An example is Amazon Web Services, AWS, EC2, which allows you to launch virtual servers as needed. PaaS offers hardware and software tools over the internet, typically for application development. It's like having a complete development environment at your fingertips without the overhead of managing the underlying infrastructure. Google App Engine is a good example, as it provides a platform for developers to build and deploy applications without worrying about server management. SaaS delivers software applications over the internet on a subscription basis. Popular examples include email services like Gmail or productivity suites like Microsoft 365. With SaaS, users can access the latest software versions without the need for installations or updates. Understanding these services helps project managers decide which cloud model best suits their project needs. Deployment models. Next, let's explore deployment models, which define how cloud services are delivered and accessed. The four primary models are: 1. Public cloud. This is owned by third-party cloud service providers and delivered over the public internet. It's cost-effective and scalable, making it popular among businesses of all sizes. For instance, using Dropbox for file sharing is an example of public cloud services. 2. Private cloud. This model is exclusively used by one organization. It offers enhanced security and control, making it suitable for businesses with stringent data regulations. An example is a banking institution that uses a private cloud to ensure data security for its customers. 3. Hybrid cloud. Combining public and private clouds, hybrid solutions allow businesses to tailor their cloud environment to their needs, balancing flexibility and security. This is useful for companies that want to keep sensitive data on a private cloud while leveraging public cloud resources for less critical tasks. 4. Community cloud. This is shared by several organizations with similar concerns, such as compliance or security requirements, allowing for cost sharing and collaboration. For example, several hospitals might share a community cloud to manage patient data while adhering to healthcare regulations. Benefits of cloud computing. Now let's talk about the benefits of cloud computing. First, it offers remarkable scalability. Businesses can easily adjust their resources based on demand. For example, an e-commerce website can increase its server capacity during holiday sales without the need for physical hardware upgrades. It also provides cost savings by reducing the need for physical infrastructure and the associated maintenance costs. Additionally, cloud computing enhances collaboration. Teams can work together seamlessly, regardless of geographical barriers. Tools like Slack or Trello, which operate on the cloud, exemplify this benefit. And finally, it offers improved security measures, with many cloud providers investing heavily in data protection technologies. Key terminology. As we wrap up this stage, let's touch on some key terminology in cloud computing. Terms like virtualization, which refers to creating a virtual version of anything from servers to storage devices, and multi-tenancy, where multiple customers share the same infrastructure, are essential to understanding how cloud environments operate. Additionally, API, application programming interface, is crucial for enabling different software applications to communicate with each other, facilitating integrations and functionality. Familiarizing yourself with this language will empower you to communicate effectively about cloud projects. Conclusion. In this stage, we have explored the fundamental concepts of cloud computing, from its definition to the different types of services, deployment models, benefits, and key terminologies. As project managers, understanding these essentials will enable you to make informed decisions and guide your teams effectively in a cloud-driven world. Reflection questions. 1. How might the scalability of cloud computing impact your current or future projects? 2. Which type of cloud service? IaaS, PaaS, SaaS, do you think would be most beneficial for your organization? And why? 3. Reflect on a recent project you managed. How could cloud computing have changed the approach or outcome? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of cloud fundamentals. I hope you feel more equipped to harness the power of cloud computing in your projects.